Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
The wait is almost over. Wolfpack Nation will be buzzing as the Final Fours get started tonight.
It's just a great time to be at NC State.
You're not kidding. You can be part of some big watch parties tonight. We'll tell you how, as well as tomorrow, cheering NC State's teams on to the next stage of their historic runs.
Yeah, we're so excited about that. As you're headed out the door this morning, it is chilly. We just dropped into the 30s across parts of the viewing area. And we have a frost advisory in effect for tonight. I'll show you.
A plane is still on the side of US 1 here in Chatham County after making an emergency landing yesterday afternoon. Coming up, I'll tell you why it had to land.
The Final Fours aren't the only big event for the Triangle this weekend. The Dreamville Festival gets started tomorrow. The events you can enjoy today ahead of the huge show at Dick's Park. It is going to be an amazing weekend for Raleigh, not only hosting Dreamville Festival for the fourth year, but then also the epicenter of Wolfpack Pride. When we say Happy Friday, we mean Happy Friday today. Good morning, everyone. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Oedia. Thanks for making this part of your Friday. We're showing out here. We're going to get the tower lit up. We got the fountains glowing red. I'm trying to turn the gardens red today. There's a lot of pride and a lot of support out there. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with that live look at our garden.
Yeah, it looks beautiful out there. As a matter of fact, the gardens are in full bloom, absolutely gorgeous, and so much fun to be had in the gardens this afternoon from noon to 6:30. There are going to be special events happening in the garden and special treats for folks who come out and show their pack pride. 38, though, right now, so it is chilly. Our winds are calm currently, but, you know, it was a windy afternoon yesterday. We'll see the same thing again today. It's 45 in Fayetteville, but 38 in Durham and 36 right now in Roxborough. Our winds will be gusting this afternoon, about 20 to 25 miles per hour. Not quite as windy as yesterday, but it's still going to be breezy. Also, here on our campus, we have our tower all lit up in red to support our two Wolfpack teams. The men's and women's teams are so excited. Here's a look at our forecast for turning the garden red this afternoon. 56 degrees at lunchtime. We'll see 58 at 6 o'clock, and our high this afternoon will be around 61. Heading out the door this morning, temperatures will be in the upper 30s to low 40s, and of course, it will be a chilly day today with partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, some temperatures are going to dip down close to freezing, especially from the Triangle area northward. We'll walk through the frost advisory. I'll show you the specific temperatures for tonight and early tomorrow. Coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, it is now 6:02, and we have a crash over on the east side of Raleigh. This is on 440 eastbound right around Yonkers Road, a crash apparently with injuries. I'm not seeing any delays showing up on those eastbound lanes right now, but you're likely going to see some police response out there. A reminder to move over at least one lane where you see those flashing lights. Up on the north side of Durham, just getting reports of a vehicle fire at Old Oxford Road near Wiggins Street. Look out for fire crews responding to that scene. I'm not seeing any backups just yet on the sensors.
Brian, thanks. A historic season for the NC State Wolfpack basketball programs, hitting the grandest stages in the sport tonight. The Wolfpack women tip off with South Carolina at 7 tonight in the Final Four. And less than 24 hours after that, the men have a Final Four date of their own with Purdue. WRAL's Monica Casey is live at the Tally Student Union on NC State's campus this morning. Monica, Wolfpack Nation getting ready to celebrate in a big way.
Yeah, Renee, it is going to be a big 2 days here. You'll remember earlier this season, NC State asked, why not us? Now with the men and women competing in their Final Fours, they're asking, why not both? This is the kind of excitement we have seen all week. We followed lines on and off campus for fans to meet NC State players, and Wolfpack Outfitters has been packed. We spoke with Jennifer Gilmore. She tells us the hard work by these teams to get to these two Final Four games have gotten generations of fans excited.
Not only did the women's team show up, but the men's team showed up too. And I think that's one of the most fun things about being a Wolfpack fan is that you just never know what you're going to get.
While the women are playing in Cleveland tonight and the men in Phoenix tomorrow, there will be tons of activity here on campus as well. There will be watch parties on Stafford Commons outside of the Tally Student Union both nights. There will also be tons of people watching these games off campus. There will be a family-friendly watch party on Hillsborough Street tomorrow night hosted by Mitch's Tavern. Renee?
such an exciting time to be a Wolfpack fan, and so great that for this year, the men and women's teams get to have their magical runs together. Monica Casey, live at NC State's game.
And it's ladies first. Wolfpack women have that big task tonight. They square off with undefeated South Carolina. WRL's Brett Neese is with the team in Cleveland, where the Wolfpack say they are ready to prove they belong.
Good morning, everyone. From inside Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse this time, we are set for a big day. The Final Four, it's finally here. And the NC State Wolfpack are ready to take on top-ranked and undefeated South Carolina. They did their final prep work yesterday. Now they are just awaiting the big moment to step out on this court. The players tell me they believe they can hang with this South Carolina team, even if they are outsized.
It's really cool to see that we adjust very well. I mean, they say when you come in the gym, shoot or shoot. So just to see our guards adjust well to that and shot pretty well this morning. But, I mean, the main focus is defense and rebounding in this game, so working on that a lot.
I'll have complete coverage of Final Four game day from Cleveland, both before and after the game, on our later newscast. In Cleveland, Brett Neese, WRL News.
Wolfpack men play Purdue tomorrow night in their Final Four matchup. In less than 10 minutes, the support they're getting from legendary NC State teams from the past as they make their history of their own.
Today's the day we're going to turn the WRL Garden red. Come on out to the WRL Azalea Garden from noon to 6:30 and wear red to support the NC State men's and women's basketball teams on their historic Final Four journeys. The gardens are in full bloom, and there could be some surprises for those who show their pack pride. So stop by today with your family and help WRL turn the garden red.
Today, federal investigators will be in Chatham County looking at a plane that made an emergency landing right on U.S. 1 in the middle of traffic Thursday afternoon. Amazingly, no one was hurt out of this. Nick Perlin is at that scene this morning, the WRL Breaking News tracker. And Nick, we know the pilot had to make an emergency landing because of some sort of mechanical error.
Jeff, that's right. And that emergency landing happened at around 4:20 yesterday afternoon. And as you can see behind me, that plane is still here, along with investigators along US 1 here in Chatham County. Now, I do want to show you this video that'll give you a better idea of what this looked like when the plane actually landed yesterday afternoon. We're told the plane, when the plane crashed, it clipped two vehicles before finally hitting the ground. Eyewitnesses tell WRAL they saw the plane flying very close to the ground. According to Jim Krause, an aviation expert, this plane is a two-seat plane and was sold as a kit, meaning anyone can buy it and build it. Of course, all planes need to be inspected by the FAA before they can be flown. Krause also commended the pilot for their quick thinking and avoiding disaster. Now, the FAA is going to continue to investigate this crash behind me, and it's still unclear when they will be able to move this plane. Of course, once they do that, we'll be sure to update you. Reporting live in Chatham County, Nick Perlin, WRL News.
Dix Park will be closed to the public starting tonight. That's so crews can get ready for the start of the Dreamville Festival. We have the countdown going just a day away from the start. Gates for the huge show will open at noon tomorrow. Now, if you want Dreamville merchandise, you can pick that up downtown. The Dreamville pop-up shop on Southwest Street is open from noon to 7 today. You can get exclusive new merch as well as classic Dreamville goods.
And there are some other events happening around Raleigh today as well, ahead of Dreamville's kickoff. At 10 o'clock this morning, there's a yoga session happening on NC State's campus. Amazon Music will present Dreamville Public Access from 11 to 10 today at Cam Raleigh. And Amazon Music also presents Goldmouth Garage with Loot. That's from 1 to 8 today on South Harrington Street. There's a free block party also with DJs, a car show, food vendors, and much, much more. We're coming up on 10 minutes after 6 right now on your Friday. And search and rescue efforts are happening right now in Taiwan after the massive earthquake there. We'll tell you the methods crews are using to reach survivors.
Also coming up, Jeff, the story of a mom on a mission to save her 6-year-old little boy after he was hit by a baseball during a Little League game.
It's a chilly start this morning with some temperatures in the 30s. For tomorrow morning, we have a frost advisory. I'll show you who's affected and how cold it will be where you are tomorrow morning.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
12 on this beautiful morning. The sun is just starting to come up. We have clear skies here in Sanford, and we'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies during the day today. It is going to be cool, though, even with all that sunshine. Our weather pattern, of course, started to change yesterday with the cooler temperatures. Right now, it's 41 in Lewisburg, 42 Tarboro, 41 in South Hill, 44 in Rocky Mount, 41 in Irwin, and 45 in Fayetteville. So it's chilly out there as you're heading out the door. We are turning the gardens red this afternoon. Starting at noon, we want you to come out and enjoy our azalea gardens and show your Wolfpack pride. Those who show their pride the best will have some special treats out there. Temperatures will climb only into the low 60s, so hopefully your favorite pack gear does include a jacket of some sort. We're going to talk about our frost advisory for tonight coming up in just a bit. Brian?
Elizabeth here at 613. I'm still tracking that crash on 440 eastbound right around Yonkers Road. Not seeing any delays on the cameras through there, but reportedly that's a crash with injuries. If you see some flashing lights there on the side of the road, move over at least one lane. Also, we have that vehicle fire up on the north side of Durham at Old Oxford Road near Wiggins Street. Looks like it's affecting the southbound lanes of Old Oxford Road. Elsewhere around the triangle, we're looking fine on our major routes, but we do have a major road closure coming up this weekend. Tell you the alternate route coming up in a few minutes.
Today, rescue crews in Taiwan freed 9 people who were trapped in a tunnel after Wednesday's major earthquake. They also found 2 other people buried by fallen rocks. Those people are presumed dead. The search and rescue operation is happening at Taiwan's scenic Tunnel of 9 Turns. Hundreds of people were trapped when rocks fell during the earthquake. Search teams say most of them are believed to be safe for now. Rescuers are using helicopters, drones, and other efforts to try to reach them. The official death toll from the earthquake stands at 10.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has called for an independent investigation into the killings of the 7 World Central Kitchen workers. They died after an airstrike on Monday. And today we're expecting Israel to release the findings of its investigation into those deadly strikes. Celebrity chef Jose Andres, who founded World Central Kitchen, accused Israel of systematically targeting those workers. Israel did say it was a grave mistake, saying they unintentionally struck innocent people. But this morning, another charity, Doctors Without Borders, dismissing those claims, saying aid workers have been targeted before. These attacks are either intentional or indicative of reckless incompetence.
This morning, a mom is sharing her story about saving her son's life. Her 6-year-old went into cardiac arrest after he was hit by a baseball at a Little League game. WRL's Ken Smith joins us now with this amazing story of survival. Ken.
Renee, you know, talk about a mother's instincts, and it doesn't hurt that she is a registered nurse. Here's what happened. The baseball hit her little boy, and he collapsed to the ground. There you see his dad running out of the dugout onto the field and immediately knowing that something was wrong. That's when mom sprinted to the field as well, called 911, and jumped into action.
I was just assessing the medical situation. Probably a minute and a half into CPR, I kind of looked at his face and I was like, this is my baby. Like, this shouldn't be happening at a baseball game for a 6- and 7-year-old.
You know, as parents, we can fully understand she was on a mission to do anything she could to save her little boy. Well, coming up on today, right after our morning news, that heroic mom and her entire family will be in Studio 1A to share a very important message. You don't want to miss that.
NC State men are an 11 seed in the Final Four. That is tied for the lowest seed to ever make it to this stage of the tournament. They'll face Purdue tomorrow night, but this Wolfpack team has a history of overcoming the odds, just like legendary teams that came before them. National championship teams of 1974 and 83 are etched in the history books. Those teams celebrated 50th and 40th anniversaries within the past year. Coach Kevin Keats says the support of legends, including folks like David Thompson, helps motivate this current Wolfpack team. NC State plays Purdue in the Final Four tomorrow night, 6:09 tip-off. WRL has you covered with Pat Welter and Casey Hintz in Phoenix with the men's team as they look to add another chapter to this magical run.
Dreamville Festival in Raleigh is this weekend, but it's not the only festival in town.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this weekend's Out and About Best Bets, starting with science fun for the whole family. North Carolina Science Festival is taking place all month throughout the state. And tomorrow, the UNC Science Expo will be at Moorhead Planetarium from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be more than 100 hands-on activities and science demonstrations, and admission is free.
Also tomorrow, the North Carolina Symphony will present Peter and the Wolf at Maymandy Concert Hall. Gather the kids to meet Peter and his friends, the duck, the bird, the cat, and more as they try to catch the wolf. Shows are at 1 and 4 p.m. Tickets are still available.
Then Sunday, it's the Geek and Grub monthly market at Fred Fletcher Park. This month's theme is the Renaissance. There'll be axe throwing, archery, and much more fun out there. Admission to that is free as well. Hopefully we get some sunshine, but we know it's going to be chilly.
And a Wolfpack sunrise happening right now over downtown Raleigh on this Friday. And we want you to help us turn the gardens red. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look at the beautiful gardens in full bloom.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. They're so pretty right now. So we want you to come out starting at noon all the way through 6:30 to celebrate our pack teams going off to the Final Fours. So excited about that. There'll be a lot of special events happening in our gardens this afternoon. So come on out and celebrate with us. It is chilly. Hopefully you will come with a red jacket on because it's going to be cool. We have a weak front here, this trough that's going to be sliding across our area today. It may briefly bring in some clouds this afternoon, but it's going to open the door to another shot of some cooler air that comes in. So we do have a frost advisory in effect for tonight, and it'll be another cool afternoon. At lunchtime, 56 degrees, and at 4 o'clock, 61. So those are our temperatures for our special celebration in the garden as we turn it red with everyone dressed in red. Our frost advisory is for tonight, early tomorrow morning. We tend to see the coldest temperatures of the day around 7 o'clock in the morning this time of year. And overnight tonight, we'll see 36 in Lewisburg, 35 Clarksville, 33 in Roxboro. Now, you may look at this and say, well, these temperatures are above freezing, but these are just particular spots that may be above freezing. When you take a look at other locations across the viewing area that may be in low-lying areas or rural spots where farmers are trying to watch their strawberry crops and peaches and that sort of thing. We do have the potential for some patchy light frost. Not going to be a hard freeze, but some patchy frost possible. 37 in Southern Pines, 35 Sanford, 38 Smithfield, 40 in Irwin for late tonight, early tomorrow. We're on track for a pretty sunny day for today and all through the weekend. Dreamville Festival will be cool on Saturday, 62 degrees, a little warmer on Sunday at 67. So temperatures are going to stay below normal for highs over the weekend. And of course, the big event on Monday is the total solar eclipse. This is a look at the path of totality, where the sun will the moon will completely cover the sun. The closest to Raleigh is Ohio, so I think a lot of folks are thinking of heading there. And of course, if you're headed somewhere, you've probably noticed that we do have the potential for some cloudy skies. It looks a little bit better for Ohio. You can see the current trends. Potentially, the best would be New England and Maine, where skies look clearest, at least along the path of totality. Now, we may see some parts of the eclipse. We're at a 78% coverage, and so it'll make those cool shapes on the ground. Starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon Monday, our peak eclipse is at about 3:15 in our area. This is a look at Monday, and you can see where that path of rain is along the path of the totality. And it may be a little bit wet to start with in Ohio, but it looks like that will begin to clear out potentially during the afternoon. I know a lot of folks are hoping that will happen. And then later in the week, we're going to see this front sliding eastward to bring us a chance of some showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, with a slight chance of rain out ahead of it for a couple of days. But that may be our next chance of rain, possibly even some strong to severe storms. Our high today, 61, 62 Saturday, 67 Sunday. For Monday, we're looking milder at 73 and then mid to upper 70s for much of next week. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is 621. Still have this crash reported out on 440 eastbound right around Yonkers Road. Apparently a crash with injuries. Still not seeing any delays, though, on that eastbound side coming in from Capitol Boulevard back toward New Bern Avenue. So look out for some activity there as they work to get that one cleared up. On the north side of Durham, we also have that vehicle fire still on Old Oxford Road on the southbound side right around Wiggins Street. I haven't seen any big delays just yet. Heads up, over the weekend, some 540-related construction is going to close Highway 401 or Fayetteville Road on the north side of Fuquay Varina between 1010 Road and Donnybrook Road between 9 o'clock tonight and Monday morning at 5 o'clock. So all weekend, it's going to be closed. They have a detour set up using Lake Wheeler Road. Want to give yourself plenty of extra time to deal with that extra traffic on Lake Wheeler.
Ryan, thanks. The work to clear what's left behind of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore continues 10 days after the disaster. Details on President Biden's visit to the site today and his plans to meet with the families of those killed in the accident.
Also, a Superman comic is now considered the most valuable in the world. The big bid it brought in at auction coming up in What's Trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
You may want to check your attic if you suspect there are some old comic books up there. After you hear this story, you'll know why.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yes, a copy of Action Comics number one just sold at auction, and it brought in $6 million. That is a new record for a comic book. The 1938 comic marks the first appearance of Superman. You may have heard of him. Experts say there were 200,000 printed, but only about 100 still exist.
And those folks are scrambling for that last 100 there. You see Superman just lifting the car there in that shot right there. So before you go lining your pet cages with, old comic books, you might want to check and see what's on the cover.
Make sure
you
do.
Could be worth something.
Yeah, they could be.
Yeah.
Superman off to an auspicious start there in 38. A new survey finds that Lara Croft is the most iconic video game character ever. The British Academy of Film and Television Arts did the research ahead of next week's BAFTA Games Awards, and the Tomb Raider took the top spot ahead of Mario, or as if Michelle McConaughey's listening, Mario. Sonic the Hedgehog and Pac-Man also in the top 10. I think this is a generational thing.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. But, Lara Croft first appeared in 1996. She's been in 15 films, 15 games, I should say, 3 films, an upcoming Netflix series. And when I hear Lara Croft, though, I think of Angelina Jolie in the movie, right?
Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
People love it.
I agree, Brian, though.
Lots of excitement here on NC State's campus with both the men and women's teams competing in the Final Four. We'll show you where to watch these games.
Federal investigators will be in Chatham County this morning checking out the plane that landed on US 1 yesterday. You're looking live there now. The plane is still sitting on the side of the highway. What we know about the emergency landing and what investigators need to figure out.